4ZGS. Anyone on the Blue Ridge 2-meter today?
4FEM, I've got you.
Or 4FAN, I think.
Romeo 4, Foxtrot, Echo Mike, here in Greenville.
Romeo 4, Foxtrot, Echo Mike in Greenville. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra. I'm in Campobello on an HT out in the yard with my son.
Transmission sounded good towards the end there. Got a little more crackly. But if you're hitting that from an HT, that's pretty impressive. What kind of HT are you using?
A Baofeng K5 Plus with a Nagoya tri-band antenna.
How far are you from the repeater?
That's a good question. I'm going to look that up. I had the repeater pulled up to see where it was on the map in relation to where I'm at. I don't know the distance, so I'll check into that.
Book on my phone and the app, and then you can like type in the call sign for repeater or frequency, and it shows you how close in miles everything is, miles out of this 2-meter or whatever. It's always good for kind of just testing my distance on this mobile unit I've got.
Alright, I pulled it up on repeater book. To drive it, which there's some twists and turns, is 36 miles. So as the crow flies, maybe 29 or 30.
Yeah, but I kind of understood you got the jets, so 30-something miles, which is pretty impressive.
This is KG4ZGS. Sorry the transmission is in and out on me, but yeah, it's 36 miles on Google Maps, but I think as the crow flies, it's maybe about 30 miles.
Good job. This is again Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Echo Mike, 73s to you. Have a good day.
Man, thanks for getting back in there to me. KR4FEM, this is KG4ZGS, 73s. Have a good one.
KLQ, KG4PFI, we're almost there. KG4PFI clear.
Okay, I hear you. KG4QLQ, clear.
For ZGS, this is KQ4WHM. Mark, good afternoon, sir.
Patrick?
Negative, that's Mark. KQ4WHM.
Right on, Mark. Sorry, my signal is choppy, bro. I'm out in my yard. KQ4WHM, I got you, man. Yeah, dude, I enjoyed talking to you on the net the other night, and, sorry if my signal is scratchy. I'm on an HT out in my yard. The Baofeng, baby.
The wind. No, you're coming in really well. Just a little bit of distant static, but you could tell me you were mobile on a 50 watt somewhere, and I'd believe you.
Awesome. Yeah, I was talking with another fellow in Greenville, and he asked me how far I was, so I was like, well, I don't know. But looked at the repeater and got on Google Maps, and it's a 36-mile drive, but I think as the crow flies, it's probably about 30 miles from my house to the repeater.
It's all about line of sight. If you got that line of sight, it'll get there.
I'm trying to look at the map to kind of see approximately where the repeater is in relation to my house so I can face in more or less the right direction. I don't know if that matters when I'm out in the yard, but...
The refrigerator between you and the repeater, because that would make it harder. But if you know what side of the house to stand on, I imagine you could be very successful. It sounds like you are.
Dude, thanks for getting in there to me, man. I'm just I'm out here in the yard with my son. He's just a little guy, so he's over here poking some flowers with a stick and checking that out. And get on the HT and try my favorite repeater.
Get your other operator on the air and get him as technician. I mean, he's getting old. He needs to get into ham radio.
Yeah, I had my son's gonna be 2 this year. So I heard some of those kids on the Fleet Talk STEM network that were like, that was kind of crazy. And I don't know if you're referring to my other buddy, my butt. Who's also named Mark. He was actually hanging out earlier. I'm trying to get him in the radio. We'll see what he does.
Mission there, but I've determined from listening to the Fleet Talk net that maybe 9 or 10 is about as early as I'd make the attempt, but there's interest and there's definite intention in the voices of some of those kids, so I think being female helps you a lot because you're naturally more social, and being curious definitely helps with anybody anywhere all the time. But hey, if he can poke a flower with a stick, he can probably do ham radio.
I'm reading you, Mark. I'm trying to move to a better spot in my yard. But yeah, I got into radio. My dad was into CB and ham radio when I was a kid. I don't know, I think he had a CB radio when I was like 7. But he got into ham radio a little bit later. I'm not sure. I forgot what year he got his ticket. But then he helped me get my license when I was 15. So I've kind of been doing some research, and I've come across the word Elmer for a ham mentor, and I definitely consider my dad to be my Elmer.
If you can find an Elmer who's patient and eager to teach, that other level of passion that the community needs and everybody benefits from. So my father was also a CB guy. He looked at the ham requirements back in the 70s when I was a kid, and he decided that was more than he had time for. But he got his CB license back when that was a thing, and to this day I remember his call sign was KAKS. 4188, and I don't know why I remember that, but I remember that. And now they don't license CB, and it's a dumpster fire. But it's interesting nonetheless.
I don't think my dad had a CB license. I don't recall him having one, but he would be on it every day, and there were all the regular locals, and so they all had their own handles that they knew each other by.
There was Swizzle Stick, which is the old days of the 50s when Dean Martin would come along and stir a drink with a little glass straw, and that was a Swizzle Stick. So that was his little underhanded way of saying, I enjoyed the beverage after 5.
Swizzle Stick, dude, that's awesome. Right on, man. Well, I'm looking at the map. It looks like the repeater is directly west of me. So I'm trying to get on the side of my house where I can face west. I'm a little bit lower in my yard. My yard's mostly flat and pretty level, but next to the road, it's just a little bit higher, so, yeah.
Your boy.
Sorry, Mark, I did not copy your last transmission. It's probably on me.
No, I just had a real simple question. I was asking, what did you name your son?
My son's name is...
You're there. I heard my son's name is, and right at the climax, I didn't hear the name.
Sorry about that, Mark. I'm following my son around, so I'm trying to figure out where's a good spot. I heard you come in loud and clear that time, so hopefully my signal's a little bit better. Better than I can transmit on this thing. But my son's name is John Connor.
It was intentional.
He's the leader of the resistance. We live in an AI world, and somebody had to do it.
Power 2 down.
If your wife's name is Sarah, then the prophecy is true.
Station breaking in there, Mark.
That's a little QRM. I was saying if your wife's name is Sarah, then the prophecy is true.
No, her name is not Sarah, and my last name is not Connor. It's Connor's his middle name, but no, we're trying to figure out what to name him, and we're bouncing around a bunch of different ideas, and we watched the Terminator movies in succession, and we can't even remember. One of us said we could name him John Connor, and we both laughed,
But then we just kept calling him that while my wife was pregnant, and I'd say, hey, how's little John Connor doing in there? And the name just stuck, dude. It's magic, too.
That's hysterical. I had to pull over and laugh. That gets my full endorsement. Well done, sir.
Yeah, everybody when they hear it, they smile, and most people know the reference, and so it's a good conversation starter, and it's just magic, dude. As soon as we knew, yes, this is it.
No thoughts of naming him Kyle Reese, then?
No, dude, we had to skip a step right there. We can't wait for Kyle. We need John, like, immediately.
Station break, KQ4-LOO. Sounds like your tracker's back and getting tracked again.
Watching some videos on fox hunting. Gotta get that person hitting a button there and making a bunch of sound. That's annoying. Oh well. Some people just don't have anything better to do.
He's being tracked though. So anyway, I'll step back out. To the guy on the HT, I'm gonna say this right quick. I got a little biofang too, and it reaches from Piedmont to Caesar's Head. That's about 30 miles. But I'm gonna go back to standby. KQ4-LOO.
Good to talk to you, KQ4-LOO. Nice to hear you in there. And, yeah, I'm just out here with John Connor and playing on the bow thing. So, anyway, I'm sitting here to go ahead, Mark, if you're still in there.
Yes, sir. No, I was just marveling at the name. I'm still chuckling about it. But, Tal, I hope you're still winning all your pool matches as the green table hero, the man of the hour with Pool Q. So we gotta set up a fan site for you.
I gotta do better before I get a fan base though.
Tape so that you're able to go to the championship. Where was it, Vegas? When you qualify next year?
Won a tournament a couple weeks ago, and last week I came in second in it, and I didn't do so well in the one last night. But tonight we got league play, so nothing up for grabs except for a spot. That's it.
Getting John Connor out there to cheer you on, because that's the next logical step.
Back up.
Might be 8-ball when no one's looking.
Anyway, I'm going to step out of here, guys. I'm going to continue monitoring and let y'all have at it. Good talking to y'all. KQ4-LOO, stand by.
This is KQ4-WHN Friday.
Right on, Tal. KG4-ZGS Friday.
You off today, or are you working tonight, or what's your situation that you get to be home and play with the kids?
Well, I've been self-employed my entire life. Well, I'd say most of my life. So for the last many years, I've been a violin teacher. So I kind of teach privately. I've taught in school. Taught at a private school. Out in the yard. But my wife got that good. Kind of took a little bit of a step back from work and still work part-time, but she's our primary breadwinner, so stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, that's awesome. I, if you're teaching violin, I'm assuming there's a education that happened with that, that maybe you were a music major somehow, perhaps?
No, I studied in political science and economics. But I've just been playing the violin since I was 11. About to be 39 here in a few months. So almost 28 years.
True passion there. You get to go off and learn how to play and start to teach others, that's obviously the family you're interested in.
Yeah, primarily I play fiddle music, so I'm a contra dance fiddle player, and I play for contra dances all over the Southeast, and I teach violin, viola, cello, and for any of those students that they want to learn how to play their instrument like a fiddle, I teach them that too.
Totally impressed. I can play a bosun's whistle and a kazoo, but after that I have to reach for a stereo.
I can play the play button. That's funny, dude.
So I'm about to destinate here, and I gotta let the dog out. But good talk to you, and tell John Connor I said hey.
John, Mark, yeah, it was great talking to you, sir. Thank you for the CUSO this afternoon and getting in there. Yeah, sorry, I didn't. My signal was so choppy on the other side of my yard. I didn't hear your call sign when you called in. So anyway, sorry I misidentified you there, but good to talk to you, Mark.
You know, if you're going to misidentify me, calling me Patrick's not the worst thing you can do. So I'll take that as a compliment. It is unintended, but a compliment nonetheless. You enjoy your afternoon, and we'll talk to you next time. This is KQ4WHN.
This is KG4ZGS calling from my mobile rig in my car. This thing finally died, so I got to charge it up. But if you're out there, 73's man, great to talk to you this afternoon. I think it's KQ4WHN. This is KG4ZGS.
Yeah, no worries, Chris. I hadn't turned the car off quite yet. But, yeah, good to talk to you as well. And enjoy the rest of your day and have fun with young John Connor. We'll talk to you next time. KQ4, WHN.
Peace, bud. KG4, ZGS clear.